Hello, it is January 3rd, 2023, and here are our readings from our daily reading plan, Knowing Him, as we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to know Him more and more so we can make Him known all the more. To do this today, we'd be reading Psalm 2, 1 through 12, 1 Chronicles 4, 1 through 23, and Acts 9, 10 through 22. We're going to start today with Psalm 2, 1 through 12. Why do the nations rage, and the people plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed, saying, "Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us." He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then He will speak to them in His wrath and terrify them in His fury, saying, "As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possessions. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth, serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling, kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and you perish in the way. For His wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in Him." 1 Chronicles 4, 1 through 23. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Raiah, the son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ammi and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Ishma, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hazelah Poni, and Penuel fathered Gidor, and Ezer fathered Husha. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tokoa, had two wives, Helah and Nara. Nara bore him Ahumzah, Hefer, Tamini, and Hahashtari. These were the sons of Nara, the sons of Helah, Zereth, Izhar, and Ethanan. Kaz fathered Anub, Zabibah, and the clans of Aharel, and the son of Harum. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Chulub, the brother of Shuha, fathered Mehir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth Rapha, Pashi, and Tihinna, the father of Ir Nahash. These are the men of Rakah, the sons of Kenaz, Othniel, and Seraiah, and the sons of Othniel, Hathath, and Minothai. Minothai fathered Ophrah, and Seraiah fathered Joab, the father of Giharashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jepunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz, the sons of Jahalelah, Zipha, Tiriah, and Azarel, the sons of Ezra, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithia, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtimoah, and his Judahite wife bore Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekithiel, the father of Zanoah, the sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kelah, the Garmite, and Eshtimoah, the Maacathite. The sons of Shimon, Amnon, Renan, Benhanan, and Tilon, the sons of Ishi, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth, the sons of Shelah, the sons of Judah, the father of Leka, Lada, the father of Mereshah, the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth-Ashbea, and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Lehem. Now, the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gederah. They lived there in the king's service. Acts 9:10-22. Now, there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas look for a man of Tarsus named Saul, for behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon this name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever. Amen and amen.